Miss any of the Bill and Jessica Show? Want to listen all over again? It's the Bill and Jessica Show podcast. Here's another segment on Power 101.7.
We're live, Bill and Jessica Show TV, up on our Power TikTok. Watch us live here in the studio at Power 101.7 FM. Did anybody see the Florida State-Virginia game on Friday night? Probably the wildest college game of the weekend.
Was it?
Went into double overtime.
Oh, gosh.
It was just like a crazy, crazy game. Virginia ended up winning, and they stormed the field. I mean, I've never seen anything like it.
Oh, wow.
Never seen anything like it. So if you got a chance to see that game, it was on ESPN.
Goodness.
You definitely caught a great one. Some of the college games are wild. Also, the Penn State game went into double overtime as well.
Okay.
Yeah, but those games were wild over the weekend. College football is here, and they're a lot of fun to watch. So also, want to say what's up to everybody who attended Ocean's Calling over the weekend.
I saw a lot of pictures.
I know. That was wild. You know, we didn't go this year, but saw a lot of video, a lot of pictures. Nelly, he killed it up on stage. Green Day, I saw they did a great job. I know DJ Jazzy Jeff was there.
Yeah.
Fall Out Boy wrapped it up last night. Noah Kahan. I saw so many, like, pictures and video and all that online.
Yep.
So OAR is just such a great band, and you know they helped put on the entire festival. Mm-hmm. And I know OAR and friends, they were there. I mean, it was good. But
yes.
Ocean City, the town was packed. You know, we had a couple friends go, and on Saturday they said they've never been so soaked at a concert.
Oh,
yeah. Mm. The rain like was wilding on Saturday. Well, we went to the food festival. They had the food truck festival at Tanger Outlets, and that was, you know, good, and we got a lot of good food.
Yeah.
But I mean, we were drenched. I mean, we took our umbrellas and just to go, you know, get food and leave. Yeah. But it was definitely a crazy day as far as the rain goes. So, and that's people stuck it out. 55,000 people out on the beach.
Oh, yeah. They're going to do the festival and concerts.
I mean,
and stuff.
Yeah, they stuck it out for Ocean's Calling. If you did go to Ocean's Calling, let us know how it was. 302-858-5117, because I know the rain was just unbelievable.
It was something.
Yesterday turned out to be a nice day, though. So that was good. All right, here we go, guys. Time now for a segment we call Confessions here on the Bill and Jessica Show. You guys have anything you want to get off your chest, anything you want to confess, feel free to text in 302-858-5117. We'll read them on the air. You know, you just like been holding it in. You got to like let it out.
Let it out.
We won't say anything. We'll leave it anonymous. We won't say, you know, your numbers. You know how I usually say like, oh, 302 texting in, 410 texting in. We won't even say that.
We won't even give out any hints.
So from all the confessions that we've gotten, we hold on to them until we do this segment. Also, we search X and Facebook. And again, we call it Confessions. Bill and Jess, in a bar, I was carrying 3 beers. My buddy came up behind me and pulled my pants down.
Oh, no.
Undies came down, too. Roar of laughter went up. A few weeks later, spotted him filling up at the gas station. Yes. Well, I snuck up behind him and pulled his shorts down.
No.
It wasn't him. Yeah, got in my car and drove off.
It wasn't his friend.
Confessions. I don't often brush my teeth at night.
What?
I like to have a snack at supper time and then enjoy the taste while I go up to sleep. Age 43. No fillings yet.
Oh, so it works. Okay.
Confessions. Got my 10-year-old a bike. Bike shop wanted $30 to build it. Ex-wife said, pay it, but I refused and built it myself. First time he used it, he tried to do a wheelie and the handlebars came off.
No.
Road rash face and hands.
No.
Gave him $20 to say he fell down while running.
Mm-mm.
Still $10 ahead. Confessions. Neighbor stole my package with some expensive nice clothes, so I put nails in his driveway. Yeah, I then sent an anon message to his girlfriend about the mysterious female visitor he had while she was working the other day.
No.
Confessions. I pretend to my partner that I don't know they're dyeing their hair to hide the gray amongst the brown. In actual fact, it looks like they put their head in a bucket of ink every month. They're fooling no one.
Oh, my.
Confessions. Been hooking up with my boss for 2 years. We don't even like each other and have no interest in each other's lives. But it makes work more interesting.
They just hook up.
They just hook up. Confessions. They just hook up. At 15, my parents forced me to go door to door collecting Christian Aid envelopes. I thought one had a dollar bill, so I pocketed it. Well, turns out that it was $20. This has haunted me since I promised myself that I'll make a donation to repay what I took. Well, it's been 44 years. Still haven't made the donation yet. Confessions.
Still has that on their mind.
713. We got a phone check coming up with Clarissa Jenkins. Good morning.